At dinner, they talked about the importance of infusing an entrepreneurial and nimble culture in a company. Sony failed to do that, Murdoch said. Jobs agreed. I used to believe that a really big company couldn't have a clear corporate culture, Jobs said. But I now believe it can be done. Murdoch's done it. I think I've done it at Apple. Most of the dinner conversation was about education. Murdoch had just hired Joel Klein, the former chancellor of the New York City Department of Education, to start a digital curriculum division. Murdoch recalled that Jobs was somewhat dismissive of the idea that technology could transform education, but Jobs agreed with Murdoch that the paper textbook business would be blown away by digital learning materials. In fact, Jobs had his sights set on textbooks as the next business he wanted to transform. He believed it was an $8 billion a year industry ripe for digital destruction. He was also struck by the fact that many schools, for security reasons, don't have lockers, so kids have to lug a heavy backpack around. The iPad would solve that, he said. His idea was to hire great textbook writers to create digital versions and make them a feature of the iPad. In addition, he held meetings with the major publishers, such as Pearson Education, about partnering with Apple. The process by which states certify textbooks is corrupt, he said. But if we can make the textbooks free and they come with the iPad, then they don't have to be certified. The crappy economy at the state level will last for a decade, and we can give them an opportunity to circumvent that whole process and save money.